Du hör.
What are those dishes made out of?
China.
Okay. What would you call an egg that they used to put under a hen to make her think she was sitting on her own eggs, you know?
That was a nest egg.
Okay. Did you ever see them made out of China or anything?
Uh-huh.
Were they usually china or were they usually glass or what?
They were either broken. We used to buy them by the dozens and keep them around there. When one get broken, put in a new nest egg.
Uh-huh. Would just one be enough to
make
a
nest? Yeah, we just put one in there.
Uh-huh. What'd you use to carry water in?
A water bucket for the back porch.
Okay. What was it made out of?
Metal.
Uh-huh. If it was wooden, would you call it the same thing?
Yeah, that was a cedar water bucket that my grandparents had for a while. I remember they had a cedar water bucket.
Yeah. What if it was plastic? Would you call it the same thing? Would you still call it a bucket?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Do they have very many cedar trees around here?
Cedar trees?
Yeah.
Native?
Yeah.
No, in Westville County there used to be a bunch, but they got all cleared out now.
Oh, I just wondered if they were in here, because, you know, down in Austin, there's a bunch.
Yeah.
And about, between Christmas and, for about a month there, end of January, they flower or something. I don't know what they do. Anyway, everybody gets what they call cedar fever. And, it's everybody's allergic to it.
Yeah. Well, West Bell County used to have a bunch of them out there around Moffitt and out there.
Well, let's see. Oh, did you ever keep a bucket in the kitchen to throw scraps into for the hogs?
Sitting outside the kitchen door, a slop bucket.
Okay. What all kinds of cooking utensils did y'all used to have?
Well, we had the skillet, and we had a big pan, and we had one with a bale on it, one with a handle on it, and two different pots with lids.
Uh-huh.
All granite.
Oh.
The pots were.
Uh-huh.
They were granite.
Uh-huh.
Cast iron skillet. I've got a granite skillet. It come from my home.
Is that right?
I have no idea how old it is, but I've got that skillet.
Uh-huh.
It was in our home.
What's the difference between a skillet and a pan? You said you had a skillet and pan. What's the difference?
Well, a skillet is big around and not deep. It's about 2 inches deep, and that's for baking bread in, cooking cornbread, frying sausage, frying bacon, frying eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm. And pan is
how. Pan, what you boil in.
Oh, I see. Okay. What did they used to have? It was a big black thing. They'd put it out in the backyard and boil water in it to
wash it.
Okay. did they do that? Do you remember them doing that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had to build a fire down the wash pot many a time for my mother.
Is that right?
Wash clothes with, uh-huh.
Oh, I bet that was hard work. I sure am glad I didn't have to do that. Mm. What would you call something that sits on the stove that you boil water in for tea?
Teapot.
Okay. What would you call let's see. A glass container that you might put flowers in, you know, be tall.
Vase.
Okay. And when you set the table for supper,